Hey everyone, welcome back to Gateway Episodes. This is a podcast where we take a look at TV shows through the lens of watching an episode that serves as a gateway episode to get into this show, and this is the season finale of the show. Before we take a little hiatus, I am Derek McDuff, and joining me for our season finale is my good friend and fellow podcaster from Undercast Company, Alan Torres.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here, Alan. So the episode that I gave you, technically I cheated a little bit and gave you two episodes because the show is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and we did episodes 13 and 14, which kind of work as one long episode because they're only 22 minutes long, and those would be the episodes All is One. One is All is One, and then... No, I'm getting messed up here. So the episode, The Beasts of Doubleth, episode 13, and then the episode Those Who Lurk Underneath of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is the second anime adaptation of Full Metal Alchemist. The original being in 2003. This one was done in 2009. So this one was done because the original kind of got ahead of the manga and... ended up kind of being all kind of filler and having a completely different second half. It was only adapted from the first, I want to say, 5 volumes of the manga, and there ended up being like close to 30 volumes in the manga. So it ended up being vastly different. Alan, you watched the original one, right? Back in the day?
I'm actually shocked it came out. I honestly thought first one came out in 2009, and then I thought the other one came out like in the early 2010s, but holy shit, I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, because I remember the original one being back on Toonami or Adult Swim or whatever back when I was in middle school and stuff, and I was like, this kind of looks cool, but I never got really around to watching it. And even when Brotherhood came out, I didn't watch it for years later, but I eventually got really, really into it. And kind of the reason I chose these episodes is because they're right around where the original anime and the Brotherhood anime start to split go off on different plot lines once they kind of ran out of manga to adapt in the original series. So this is kind of it picks up and starts going towards the more faithful adaptation of the manga. So this is where we start to get characters that are introduced and plots that are introduced that didn't show up in the original, including a lot of my favorite characters. In fact, the episodes directly after this introduce a couple characters from a country called Jing, which isn't featured in the original. But that's beside the point. That's besides this. We will get into a little bit of spoilers if you guys haven't seen the original or Brotherhood up to this point. They kind of both go up till Mae Hughes' death, and that's kind of where they break apart. Alan, based on what did you think of these episodes, kind of compared to what you remember about the old anime?
Well, I was a really big fan of the old one. I pretty much was watching it every Saturday when it came out in Adult Swim, and I kind of pretty much remember most of it. I also saw like the movie that they released, not the live action one, but there was like a movie to kind of add another ending to the show.
Yeah, it's called like The Conqueror of Shambhala, I think, or something like that.
It's like a multiverse kind of like...
It's weird, kind of it's kind of because the original show kind of just like ends on like a weird cliffhanger, and in the movie they go to like Nazi Germany and stuff, and it's kind of a trip.
It's a trip. I remember I really liked it. I was like, that's a good ending, because I was like, I'm not going to... With the manga, sometimes with like, if I'm already on an anime, I'm like, I don't really want to go back and like reread everything, mm-hmm. unless I'm like really, really hooked. But with this episode, it was kind of nice. It was refreshing. The animation is pretty much crisp and clear, just like the original one was, which I love. That like, that's one big thing that should grab you, is that the animation is just stunning. You know, it's really well drawn. But yeah, for purposes of like the show or the podcast, I think it does fit the bill of like both. Yeah, and you know what, you're right, you do need both these episodes, because the first one I think is like the season finale of like the first season, and then the second one was like the first episode of the second season. Yeah, so I was like, okay, cool. Like, the first episode, you kind of get thrown into it. I mean, I was lucky enough that I knew the characters, but I remember, typically I watch a lot of stuff with my girlfriend, so she kind of jumped in and was like, oh, what are you watching? And, you know, I let her know about it, and she was like, okay. So, I mean, as somebody who goes in first, like, I kind of went, okay, I don't remember this, I remember this. But, like, just going in fresh, I was like, okay. All right, I get it. The first episode, I feel like, introduces the tone. It introduces, like, your characters, like Ed, Al. It had, like, the teacher's husband. I think Winry's in it, and then it shows, like, one of the sins.
Greed. Yeah, Greed is featured pretty prominently. I was just going to say, that's kind of another reason why I picked this as a starting point, is because, you know, the homunculi, so the seven sins, are, their explanation is completely different in the old show than it is in this one. This is a good point, because you do get kind of like Greed, and it hints at like what's going on with him and the other six sins, and it kind of leads into that storyline that is a very different explanation and a very different story from the way it was handled in the original series.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, you get all that, and then the only thing is, you're kind of going, what's going on, a little bit? So I was kind of like, okay, let me see the next episode. So we finished it, and then the next one, I pretty much explained everything to my girlfriend from what I knew of the original, but luckily enough, that episode kind of did a quick little recap. But like, I like the way it did it, because it did the recap of like what happened to the Elric brothers, the teacher, and then it kind of also shows you more of the tone of the show, because it's an anime, but there's times where it can be very dark, mm-hmm. or it's very shonen, very actiony, and then it's like very comedic, and then it's also very like sci-fi, you know, with the alchemy and everything like that. So it was. Oh, and then you also see Scar, which is a big fan favorite as well.
Oh, dude, cool. Scar is one of my favorite characters, and I feel like they did him a little bit dirty in the original series. He's so much cooler in this one, I feel like, honestly.
I wasn't a fan of him in the original series, because I thought he was like a hypocrite a lot, because I know in the original, I don't know if he still does it in this one, I think they might have mentioned it, because I know he had like the tattoos to do like alchemy, but he's like, I don't finish my alchemy, I just use it to kill people. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, isn't that kind of cheating kind of thing? But again, you know, I have to watch Brotherhood to get it. But I remember in the original one, he wasn't a favorite of mine, but I was like, okay, he seems a little like tonally similar, but he also seems a little more lax. Like before in the original one as well, he seemed like he was just a serial killer, like straight up, like, I'm just going to kill people. If I see an alchemist, they're going to die. Like that was his like belief most of the series, that from what I can remember. But this one, I even like, I feel like they just accurately kind of like changed things here and there, where I was like, okay, like, don't get me wrong, the original series is great, but this one I was like, oh, okay. I like the pacing too, it mm-hmm. moves a lot faster, but it also explains a lot in a great pace. Like that, I think that's one of the things I really liked about watching these two episodes, is that it really does fit the bill of like the criteria of like, okay, these are the characters, this is the story, this is what's going on. And then you also have like some badass fights as well.
Yeah.
The Fuhrer, who's like, I remember he was one of my favorite characters in the original. And then you also get to see my main boy, Armstrong.
Yes. Oh,
that
man.
That was a boss. I love that guy. So I was happy to be able to see him again.
Wait till you meet his sister, who doesn't show up in the original, but she's in this and she's fucking great.
No, she shows up in the original.
No, not Olivia Armstrong.
Oh, there's another sister?
Yeah, who's like even more of a badass.
Oh, okay, because I remember in the first one, it was actually one of my favorite episodes, because it was hilarious. It was just kind of a filler episode where, like, you know, they're getting to know Armstrong, and they're like, oh, you know, I wonder, he's like, you're going to meet my sister, she's one of the most beautiful, da-da-da-da, and they're just like, oh my god, dude, she's probably going to be, like, as buff as him, she's going to be huge, she's going to have, like, a mustache like him, and all this crap, and, like, the Elric brothers are trying to, like, predict how she's going to look. And then when they meet her, she's, like, fucking gorgeous. Like, just stunning. And they're like, oh, my God, she's so hot.
Yeah, because she does show up in this series too. She's like kind of like, it's the same thing where it's like a minor character, but like he has another sister who's like a general up on like the north who's just like a fucking badass. And like a lot of people are just, that's kind of like the running joke is like, well, FMA Brotherhood is better because it has Olivia Armstrong.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you know what? I don't want to like jump right ahead, but that's awesome because I want to see that. But I mean, mm-hmm. you know, a little spoiler, I'm not going to lie. This show too, when you watch these episodes, you kind of just get drawn in and you just start watching the next episode.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be honest. I think I was only supposed to watch two and we were going to have dinner and then we were going to keep going. Or we were going to switch to something else. And then instead of grabbing our dinner, the episode just started and we're like, okay. And then by the time we realized, I think we watched like, including the two, I think we watched like five episodes. And I was like, oh shit. Like we're watching the series. Like we didn't even realize it. Like we just like, we're in it and we're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. We're in this.
Okay. Not even awesome. Realizing it. Yeah. That's good. That's cause yeah, I do think, it is like a show that, like you said, it just really kind of, once you're in it, you're in it. Like it's just, the story moves at such a clip because, you know, they do kind of like trim it down, and it is kind of just a just adaptation of the manga, where unlike so many other animes, they don't have to do filler because the plot's already been told in the manga. They don't have to wait for anything to catch up, so it just kind of moves at a clip. Like it's like, okay, we don't have to put in all this information. Like there's some stuff that with like the Show Tucker stuff, it gets really drawn out in the original, and this one it's like, okay, it's just like one episode and it's heartbreaking and stuff. But yeah, I'm really glad that you to hear that you enjoyed it. So then would you say that you are going to step through the gateway on this one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like the first one, but what I liked about this one, like I said, was the pacing, where it just picks up. I've noticed there have been the rare occurrences where some animes were, luckily enough, where the manga was already written or the manga's so far ahead that like, the anime can do like three seasons and they just go like this. Like they just go quick. There's no bullshit. There's no filler. Maybe if the studio wants, they'll add filler here and there just to slow the pace. Or they'll do that thing where they do, they'll do like a recap episode, which kind of irks me sometimes, but I get it. But, like
right now, there is a recap episode in this, and it's the one episode that is not a direct adaptation. No, actually, the first episode and then that one are the only ones that are not direct adaptations from the manga.
Oh, really? Wait, geez, yeah. So the first episode's like a recap?
The first episode is just like a weird like thing that is just like an original episode. And I get why they did it, because they're like, okay, if people are like, we're tuning in, it's like, oh, we've seen this episode already. Like, they're not going to want to watch. But so it is kind of a new original story. And then there's another episode that is a recap like in the middle. And those are the only two episodes that are not directly adapted from the original manga.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I remember the original first season or first episode was like them doing the transmutation, trying to bring back their mom. Because I think, because it's like an ice guy or something, right? Because I remember somebody told me, they're like, oh, I saw the first episode of Brotherhood.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, it's left an ice with, like, guy.
an ice alchemist or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, okay. it's a pretty cool episode. It's just, and it does set up a lot of stuff that like becomes important later on that I think were things that were set up in the manga originally that never really got touched on in the original show because, you know, they changed what the homunculi were and, you know, what the whole lore was. It's all different lore. So they kind of were like, okay, we got to have this little episode to kind of introduce this lore. So I get why they did a new kind of original story for that first one.
Good though. I like that because, yeah, sometimes with reboots I'm like, I get you're trying to follow the manga, but sometimes it's already been followed. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, I have to go through this again. But
yeah, and that's
go ahead.
I was gonna say that's part of the reason why I picked this as, you know, a gateway episode, because I think that, you know, a lot of people would be like, okay, I've already seen Fullmetal Alchemist, because the first 10 episodes of this are kind of like an abridged version of the first half of the original show. Like, it's like, okay, the Show Tucker stuff and, you know, the stuff where he fights the Chimera and, you know, all these different things that are the these long arcs that are basically just like one episode in this, but if I can see people being like, I don't want to like watch it again, I just saw it. So this is, I think, if people are hesitant to go and like watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood because they've already seen a bunch of stuff, you can just kind of skip to this episode.
Yeah, because I noticed that too, because I was like, okay, so Ed's already in the, he's already in the military, and it, and it's episode 13 too, so I was like, oh, okay, so they really went through a lot, which is nice, because I mean, from what I remember way back when, it took a long time for him to be like, for him to get in the military, I think, because I think they had like tests, and I think they had like a tournament or something for him, and he fought like Mustang, and like they were fighting with like his fire, and then he was using his like Full Metal stuff. And then I remember there were some episodes that were just like they would walk into a town or something, and they're like, we're here to look. It kind of felt like Pokemon, like they're like, we're here to look for the Philosopher's Stone. Well, it's not here, thanks for saving the day, cool, thanks. And then they fuck off, and then they do something else like that, where they're like, to be continued, their journey to be Pokemon master, I mean Full Metal Alchemist with the Philosopher's Stone. So you're like, oh, okay. But this one, yeah, I felt like I was like, oh, wow, they went through a lot pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like the, and, you know, like, because you brought up the way he's got testing, and that, because they do a lot of that stuff. He's already basically a state alchemist when the show starts. In, like, episode one, he already is. And you find out stuff, like, through flashbacks of how he became one and how they lost their parents and all that. It's kind of like done in the second episode, is kind of like a flashback, and you, and sporadically over the course of the first few episodes, you do get kind of hints at what happened with them in their past. And the way he become, you know, it's this kind of whole big tournament, like arc in the original show when he gets tested. But in this, it's like he goes to the Fuhrer and like does, has this whole back and forth with him, and it not only gives you a really good insight into Ed, but it also gives you an insight into the Fuhrer, who's kind of just been this kind of goofy, jovial character up to that point. But then it kind of gives you a hint, like, maybe there's something more to this guy. Like, there's something behind this guy, this one-eyed, like, badass with this sword. Like, he's hiding something. And, you know, that I really, the characters, I feel like, in this are done so much more justice. Like, not to like hate on the original show, but like they really, really do a good job with the characters. Like, in general, especially, there's a lot more characters that don't even exist in the old show that are like in this that are just spectacular. There's a lot of really good female characters that just like feel like actual people. Well, that's one thing I will say too about the show, is it's one of the few Showa animes where like the female characters feel realistic and badass, and like they're women, but they're not just like two-dimensional. And a big part of that is because it's the only Showa manga that, well, and anime that I know of that was written by a woman. Like, a woman wrote the original manga. I wish I could remember her name, but I'm bad with Japanese names. I'll pull it up at some point. But yeah, I just really think that, and especially the ending of this is so phenomenal. Like, it's legitimately one of the best endings for a TV show that I've ever seen. Like, anime, like, live action, Western, Japanese, whatever. Okay, and
Hiromu Arakawa.
Thank you. But yeah, she's the original author. But yeah, the way it all kind of culminates and comes together in the end, and all of the characters' arcs and all the themes that have been building up over the course of the whole show are so impactful, because this is like, I don't watch too much anime, but I loved this. And once I watched it, I was like, I binged it like immediately. And then I went and read the mangas because I was like, that was so good, I gotta read the mangas. And then after that, I went and watched the original show because I was like, okay, now I gotta get as much FMA as I can. And I've gone through and rewatched Brotherhood a couple times. Now since I gave you these episodes and I rewatched it, I'm like back into it. I'm like, okay, I gotta watch more. But yeah,
dude, yeah, definitely. I would recommend it for people to watch it too, because it's. I mean, just watch all of it, honestly. Like, even the first, I would say, start with this one, because it honestly really grabs your attention quick. Like, you're already in it. Like I said, we watched like five episodes and we're like, oh shit, I don't have to watch this much, but I guess we're watching it, kind of thing. But I would suggest, obviously, read the manga, but, you know, watch, if you're like, oh, I only want to watch a series, watch this one first.
Oh, yeah.
because it's as close as you can get. And then, you know, if you're like, you know, like you were saying, you're like, I need more Full Metal, go watch the first series with the movie at the end. And then, yeah, like that's the best bet you can get, you know. And then also, if you're like, I'm not going to lie, this reminded me of another anime that I've been watching right now. They're not very similar, but like, I guess the manga had come out a long time ago and they did the anime. I don't think the anime finished. I think the manga's probably been on hiatus for a long time or something. But what I liked about it, just like with Brotherhood, is that the pacing is really fast. It just goes and goes and goes. You don't feel like you're like being held back or anything, or like there's not a lot of what's the word? Like they just explain shit too long where you're like, I get it, dude.
Exposition.
Exposition. There you go. I wanted to say exhibition, but I was like, that's not it. But yeah, like Hunter, that's what we've been watching. And that's the same thing, which I liked. People have probably already seen it before.
I need to watch it for sure.
It's pretty good. Typical shonen anime kind of thing. But yeah, that's what I was liking about Hunter was that like every episode just kept going and going and going. And I was like, all right, dude, I dig this. This is dope. Like, this is the same thing with Brotherhood. Like, I just felt like I was like, dude, this is going, going, and going. The story's not getting boring. You know, I didn't know about these, like, characters from Xing. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I thought they were from, like, Avatar, you know, Last Airbender. Because they reminded me of certain characters. And I was like, what the hell? I was like, I don't remember these guys at all. But it kind of brought a little bit more. And then you kind of saw, like, the political climate where they're like, oh, we're from, you know, this country Xing. And we have, like, you know, we do a different type of alchemy where we're more about curing people and healing them. And then they're like, and then here in the main city, what is it called?
Amestris.
Amestris, yeah. They're like, oh yeah, we use alchemy for weapons. And that's our biggest thing with alchemy is weapons. And then there's this other country where it's for snow and nobody invades them during the snow. And I was like, ah.
Yep. That's where Olivia Armstrong comes in.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
But now I'm even more intrigued because like now they're kind of building this like not satire, but kind of like saying, hey, like, does this sound familiar? And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very kind of like allegorical, you know.
Mm-hmm, there you go, thank you. But yeah, no, definitely I would say, you know, I'm walking through the gateway just like how I don't want to say too much because I know like some characters walk through a gateway in their own. In the
series. Yeah, there's definitely that. I didn't think about that. That's really good.
So I was like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't spoil too much, but definitely walking through the gateway.
Too much knowledge, Alan. You get too much knowledge. You have to give away one of your limbs.
I know. Oh, my God. Give away my whole body. Put me in armor. just be a serial killer. I forgot about that guy. The guy in the chopper? Yeah, oh my god, when I saw him I was like, hey, I remember this guy, like this guy was crazy. That even made me want to watch it even more because I was like, oh, I forgot there's some characters that I haven't seen in like ages, so now I'm like, oh, I'm hooked.
Nice. And so let me ask, because when I was watching it, I was like, oh, I was debating on whether or not I wanted to go back and start from the beginning or just kind of keep where I was, because I was like already so hooked in that I was like, okay, I'm on like such a rush. You are you just going to keep going from where you're at, you think?
I am a completionist with like shows and stuff. I don't like to skip, so I might have to go back and just watch it. But I don't know. It's one of those where I'm like, I already really like where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to keep going.
Because I did go back and I was like, okay, like these episodes are good, but I'm also just like, I just want to get back to where I was. Because like that's you really get into the swing of it at this point, you know? And you start getting all these characters introduced and all, like, it starts, you know, you and I are both suckers for lore, and I think the lore of this is so fucking cool, and how they start explaining, like, what the sins are, and, like, you know, what the other countries are that's going on, and how, like, the entire country is, like, something that, I don't want to spoil anything, but the whole country is, like, something else, and what was going on with the Ishvalan War of an Extermination, and what Scar is doing, and you just start getting really fucking hyped, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, especially because I think I started getting hooked, like, when they were explaining, like, at the end of the second episode, where, like, you know, all the homunculi are there, and, like, that one character's there, I don't want to say who he is, and I don't know if they changed it, but from what I remember, I was like, oh, I know who that guy is,
We talk about the Fuhrer or
not the Fuhrer. There was another guy.
Yeah. Well, he might not be who you think he is. He's not because he's I'll just say that he's a person who looks exactly like Ed and Al's dad. There's something going on there, is what I'll say. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, okay. For sure. Well, I that's another thing, too. I'm kind of like, oh, okay, what's nice is that, you know, I'm expecting things, but they're going to change it up to be more accurate. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like with, I think they did some stuff with the Fuhrer, even like a small detail with Al, where I was like, he can do that now? I was like, that's sweet. I remember in the first series, I was really upset that he couldn't do certain things that Ed did. But yeah, man, definitely, I'm hooked on it. I'm gonna keep watching it.
Yeah, and also just want to say too, like, there's some fucking great action in the show. Like, one of the best looking mangas or anime is just like, in terms of like the battles and stuff like that. You're never like bored too, because it's always like, you know, what they're doing and how they're fighting is always like connected to, you know, the deeper plots and themes and stuff. But it's also just so fucking kick ass.
Oh yeah, I mean, all of that's the one thing I can say for sure about like all of Fullmetal Alchemist, the original, the movie, this one. I don't know about the live action one, but for sure, like, the action is like well choreographed. It's like, you know, you can get bloody, but it also has like what I like too is that it's very actiony in the sense that, like, yeah, they have that exposition where they're like, well, I found this part about your alchemy that here's the weakness and da-da-da, they explain it. But this one's kind of more like they're figuring it out when they're fighting. I know some animes do it too, but sometimes they take a little while when they're fighting, and like an episode will be dedicated to the fighting, but there's a lot of like, you know, like, hey, I got to figure out how to fight him, and they keep doing the same shit. And you're like, oh, come on, guy, like, figure it out. Like, now it's getting stale, but with this, luckily enough, like, the choreography is great. You know, the characters are believable in the sense of like how they figure out how to defeat the bad guys and everything. So you're always kind of like hooked. And like, I mean, the alchemy itself is pretty badass. That's one of those things like with the Force and Star Wars, where you're like, dude, I wish I can do that. I wish I could just slap my hands and like summon a spear out of the ground and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
and
that stuff is so cool.
And the cool thing about like the alchemy in this is, I mean, it's not, I know it's not technically magic, but like it's a, you know, what they call like a hard magic system, as opposed to like a soft magic system, where it's like in Fullmetal Alchemist, you understand like the rules, you understand how things work, like everything makes sense. And like, if, you know, nobody can break the rules. It's like, okay, I get this. I understand like the fight that's happening right now. Whereas opposed to something like, you know, like Harry Potter or like even like Star Wars, like you had mentioned, which like those are cool for sure. But like, it's just like magic, you know, like people can just do like, oh, that's, you know, it's all like, now, you know, there's a new force power. That's something that just kind of happens, you know, and like, it's like, okay, sometimes there's just new force powers that get introduced. In Fullmetal Alchemist, when something new gets introduced, it's like, oh, it's because this thing happened and because of this. And like, it's all like, you as an audience understand that magic system to such a degree. Something like Avatar is another show where it does have kind of like that hard magic system where everything is really well understood. Whereas like in Harry Potter, it's like, yeah, what can, I mean, if, I don't know, like, I think I was watching like Brandon Sanderson or somebody talk about this years ago. It's like, oh,
I think that's where they brought that up. Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, I know somebody kind of came up with a definition for the magic system, but yeah. Go ahead.
And then he's just like, you know, like, I don't know that Gandalf can fly. I don't think Gandalf can fly, but maybe he could. Like, he could just, like, if Gandalf just one day flew, you'd be like, okay, because you don't understand how Gandalf's magic work, but you totally get the way that Ed's alchemy works. And when he's like, he's getting that fight with Greed, and he's like, okay, I understand how your shield works, and you got to be like doing this. And if I concentrate my hand into like a diamond, and I could break your hand like this and do this thing, and it's like, okay, it all makes sense. The fight choreography, like, you can follow it all because it's all like so well thought out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I really appreciated too. Because sometimes, like, especially, well, with anime nowadays, I think they're really trying to like really explain their abilities, especially in shonen anime. For the people that don't know, shonen is like your typical like Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, Bleach, whatever. Like, it's usually catered to like teenage boys in Japan, but the thing is, there's a lot of adult themes too, so they can still be catered to everybody as well. That's just sometimes the hero might start off as like a teenager and then they'll progress into an adult like Goku did in Dragon Ball or like Naruto and stuff like that. But yeah, with like a lot of shonen anime, sometimes like they'll have like a system where they won't say it's magic, but they'll say like there's a lot of things where you're like, how does that work? Kind of like, it's kind of questionable sometimes, or you're kind of like, okay, why can Goku do that kind of thing? And obviously they explain, oh, it's ki. It's the energy he does. But sometimes you're like, some characters will just do something and you're like, I've never seen you do that ever. And I've never seen you do that again.
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden?
That one bugs time? The shit out of me when they have like a world breaking move. And then it's like, oh, well, we just needed to beat this guy and it could come in handy later on, but we're never going to use it again.
Exactly. Like, you know, some animes like Yu Yu Hakusho, I don't want to say it's done it, but there have been instances where you kind of go, dude, you had a really badass move. Why don't you use it again? You know, Dragon Ball, I'm sure Naruto has it, Bleach, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is a really big one. I fucking love JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I love everything about it, the stands. But even then, sometimes you're kind of like, wait, so your stand can do that, but why have you never done that before again? Or you kind of go, how is the stand so powerful, but why don't they ever use it again? And it's funny because there's some, in the most recent season of JoJo, there was a character that had a really powerful ability with his stand, and he ends up kind of getting written out. Because the more you realize it, you're like, dude, that guy is ridiculously powerful. Of course he's going to be able to, like, take care of everything. And then he goes, nah, I'm good. Fuck this. And leaves. And they're kind of like, damn, I guess that's a nice way to write yourself out of a corner. But at the same time, it makes you go, damn, like, that would have been cool to see more of that. Going back to Full Metal. Yeah, you understand the alchemy system, I guess, to be more accurate. You get it. You get how the powers work. You get what they're supposed to do. You understand that there's a equivalent exchange. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have to give to receive, you know, out of equal proportions kind of thing. That's the whole thing with their mom and everything. But what happened to them is that they lost their body and body parts because they fucked up their own system. And I like that there's consequences for what they did.
Exactly. Like, there are limits, and if you go beyond those limits of this system, you will be punished, like, dire consequences. And without giving really too much away, like, there are definitely characters in this whose kind of whole goal is to get around those limits, and that's kind of, like, one of the major themes of the show, and kind of just, like, trying to stop the bad guys who are kind of to like bend the rules and stuff like that. And that's why the limits are so important in this show. And I don't know, it's really fun. I don't want to say anymore because I don't want to spoil anything, but incredible.
Totally. Yeah. But I mean, if you're wanting to get into an anime that you're like, I want something that's solid, really good storytelling, really good character work, and like, you know, a system that you can follow where you're just like, all right, it's not going to be confusing, where like, you know, I know you, Derek, you're not a fan of like the power creep. I love the power creep, you know, especially Dragon Ball is one of my favorite animes, you know, Yu Yu Hakusho as well. And I get like, they get stronger, they have a new transformation. I'm a sucker for that shit. But if you're kind of like not a fan of that, Full Metal doesn't do that. Brotherhood, from far as I know, I don't think it does that.
I will say that when it is, if it is done, it is earned. And like we said, there's always consequences.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I know nowadays some animes are trying to do that with their transformations, where they're like, oh, you know, this guy did this, and now he's like, oh, I can't do that all the time anymore because it hurts my body. It puts a strain on me. Like, I remember this old anime called Outlaw Star, where there was this, like, gun. If you had the certain bullet with it, it can essentially kill anything. It can destroy anything. But whoever uses it, it takes, like, a quarter of their life away. If you use like all four bullets, you're dead, essentially. That's a fucking long, long time ago, but that for some reason that came back to my head. And it's like that, like there's consequences when you use something that's way too powerful kind of thing. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad you enjoyed it, man, because You know, I was trying to think about for a while, like, what I was going to give you as a gateway episode, because, I mean, you gave me Hannibal, and, like, that was fucking incredible. I was, like, I just tore through that show. And I was like, man, what can I give to Alan? Like, I'm like, okay. Thinking about it, I'm just like, wait a minute, he's an anime guy, you know? And my favorite anime, like, that I'm obsessed with is FMA Brotherhood. And I was like, maybe he hasn't seen it, maybe. And when you told me you hadn't seen it, and you hadn't read the manga, but you'd seen the original, I was like, perfect. I know exactly where to start him, the breaking point. So if you if anybody out there, you haven't seen this one, but you've seen the original, start here. Even if you have seen the original, this is a good starting point, or you can start from the beginning. But I'm really glad you liked it and that you're stepping through the gateway on this one, Alan. It really warms my heart, honestly.
No, yeah, dude. I'm glad, you know. I'm glad you introduced it. Like I said, dude. My biggest thing is, you know, I don't like when people tell me, dude, you gotta watch this, and then I'll watch it, and then I kind of like, like when it feels like it's a chore to watch. I'm kind of like, but with this, where I ended up watching like 2-3 more episodes without realizing it, that's where I'm like, okay, yeah, I love this. I'm going to watch this because I'm very picky with the stuff I watch. So if it makes me go, oh yeah, just click next episode, I don't care. That's where I'm like, oh shit, I'm hooked. So definitely, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Well, any final thoughts on Full Metal or anime or anything?
Gosh, I don't know, man. It's I feel like I've said everything I can, because like I don't want to say more, because I'm like, I haven't seen all of it, so I don't want to say like, oh my god, this is 1000% amazing, even though it's, if I love the original, I'm probably gonna love this one probably more, especially since I'm very like, oh, it has to be the canon, it has to be what they said in the fucking manga, da, 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 da. So yeah, definitely all for it.
And I do, you know, this is something I kind of have, like, you know, talked about before on other podcasts, is that, you know, one thing I think is a problem that a lot of TV shows run into, TV shows or movie adaptations run into, is when they start making it and the ending isn't written yet. And, you know, you saw that with, I think, the early Harry Potter movies, like, suffer from that a lot when before the ending had been written. I do think that, you know, this one is a lot stronger because they do know where they're going, or like everybody obviously saw that with Game of Thrones, how the show outpaced the books, and the last couple seasons, particularly last season, people are not huge fans of. And so I think that this, with them having that goal in mind, they don't have to put any filler or anything in. They can just like get from point A to point B in a really like efficient way, like you were saying. And I think that's really what sets this manga apart, or this manga adaptation apart from so many, besides the fact that it's just based on an incredible manga and they do a great job of adapting it.
I was gonna to jump on that point as well, that if you're like, you want something where you're like, okay, the ending's gonna be accurate, because there has been many animes where they're going on for so long, they're so popular, and then I think this happened to Bleach a couple years ago. I don't know if they ended up finishing it. It's been a long time. I wasn't a big Bleach guy, but all my buddies used to love watching Bleach, and they would read the manga and they're like, oh my god. And then all of a sudden Bleach, the anime, just goes, hey, you know what, we're done. Like, they just ended. And I think they could have potentially waited for the manga to finish, but they just kind of said fuck this and just stopped. And then they put their own little like ribbon on top of it, and they said, "There you go, it's done. This is our vision of how it ends." And I'm like, "Oh man, like that's not great." Yeah. I mean, hopefully they went back and ended it. I don't know. I remember hearing news that they did, but that's always kind of the shitty part, is that that's a big problem in anime. Just like I said, where I'm watching Hunter x Hunter, I found out recently that there's like 4 seasons available, but it's not the complete series. It's still not finished or something like that. And I'm like, damn, it's kind of disappointing that I'm going to end up getting to a cliffhanger at one point when I finish it. But
yeah,
at least, yeah, that's, I think that's one of the biggest issues with anime, is that sometimes some of them are just not popular enough where they just leave you on a cliffhanger, or sometimes they just go, you know what, we're just done waiting for the manga to finish. We're just going to finish it right here and say, fuck it. But luckily enough, with Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, they actually, I'm still shocked that they went back and said, no, we're gonna do it right, which I don't think I've ever heard of before. Like, I've heard of reboots where like Dragon Ball Kai, where they're like, oh, we're gonna just redraw, not redraw everything, but they're like, we're gonna just kind of remaster everything and cut out all the filler, and then maybe put things here and there, which, like, if you want to get into Dragon Ball, that's the same way you can do it with Dragon Ball Kai, where they kind of did that too. I think they were like, their mission was like, we want to get everything we can done in 100 episodes so you can just watch them clean and straightforward. And just like with this, I'm very happy that they went back and they're like, nah, dude, let's do this again. Reanimate everything, which still looks amazing till this day. So yeah, definitely, like, if you know, just like you said, Game of Thrones, I know recently Attack on Titan had a really shitty ending and all that, which I don't know much about, but yeah, this one definitely, though, I'd say jump into it.
Yeah, and even if you're not an anime fan, because I know anime is kind of like a little niche and a lot of people just see and they're like, ah, I don't really, it's not for me. But I'd say give it a chance. Like, if you're somebody out there who hasn't really watched anime, this is a good one to watch. Like, it's just, you know, it's got everything that you would need from a TV show, and it's an anime. So whether or not you're a big anime fan or if you're not, I'd say check this show out for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. This is definitely one of those too. Like, I've always told people that too. I'm like, they're like, oh, I don't really want to get into anime, but this one here and there. And I think I've heard many people recommend Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood as well, where they're like, dude, just if you have to watch anyone, watch this or watch Cowboy Bebop or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that about wraps it up for us. As I was saying kind of at the beginning, this is the season finale of this podcast of Gateway episodes, much like we talked about kind of a season finale in the show today. I'm going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus from this show. We'll be back at some point under some kind of format. Not really sure if I'm going to be still doing month to month or if I'm just going to do short little bridge seasons. But we'll be back, but this is going to be it for a little while, just so that I can kind of focus a little bit more on my other show, which Alan is a part of. Me, Alan, and then our friend Ariel, we talk about movies, we talk about underrated movies specifically on our podcast, Underrated. We always have a really good time with that. And by the time this episode comes out, we'll be kind of in the middle of our summer of sequels over on Underrated. So if you guys, you know, you got to the end of the Gateway episodes, you got nothing else to listen to for the end of the season, go check us out over on Underrated. It's on every podcast app and on YouTube and stuff. And we'd really appreciate it. But thank you again, Alan, for being here.
Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
And thank you to all the listeners. I'll see you guys in another life.
Thank you, everybody.